See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Hey guys, it's me, Connor. You know that 28-year-old who still lives with his parents? Well, anyway, welcome to my show, The Millennial DIY. They say us millennials are pretty lame at handiwork, but I'm like, Dad, do you even know how to upload a YouTube video?
Pay for your old phone bill.
Today, we're gonna build a shelf for your records. Don't worry, I'll provide a bibliography of the YouTube videos I watched to learn this. I spent $40,000 on college, and writing a bibliography is one of the less than five skills I learned. The first thing you'll wanna do is get a tool called a hammer, which you might recognize from the Thor movies. Put on a bandana so this way you look blue collar, and take numerous selfies so you can do before and after shots on Insta. And if you're single, you can use them on your dating profile to look more manly. Finally, the hardest part of building a record shelf is getting your dad to do it for you without complaining how useless you are. And there you go. That's it for Millennial DIY.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today brushing off concerns he may face impeachment.
You can't impeach somebody when there's never been anything done wrong.
The House Judiciary Committee today holding a hearing on the special counsel's report into Russian election interference, which some say may eventually prove wrongdoing by the president. John Dean, former White House counsel to President Nixon, testifying today that the Mueller report shows a path to impeachment. A pilot killed today when his helicopter crashed into a midtown Manhattan high-rise. No one else was injured. A suspected serial killer in Detroit now charged.
We have arrested the suspect that I referred to late last week as a serial murderer and sexual assault suspect.
Detroit Police Chief James Craig says investigators believe the suspect is responsible for the murders of at least three sex workers. This is Fox News.
Sunday, it is Father's Day. It's your daddy's special day. He made you who you are today. Get off the couch, don't be a slouch, and spend the day with him. That dad is yours. One day each year. That dad is yours. Buy him a beer. He wears sandals and white socks. Repeating stories when he talks. He's always right and never wrong. He's yelling at you, go mow the lawn.
And welcome back to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Yep. Brant McDonald will be joining us in a minute. Who is annoying me with this stuff? I'm getting audio. Every time I hear that, I want to sing It's a Beautiful Morning by the Rascals.
Yes. Or I want to say, another angel got its wings.
You know, you do look a little bit like Zuzu, Rosie. Rosie is filling in for our young...
Joey!
Who is probably seriously in self-destruct mode in advance of his brother's wedding.
Oh, I hope not.
No, Joey will be okay.
Joey, try to remember what we taught you.
Yeah, and try and forget the rest. I think Joey will make good decisions.
Yes.
Now, is this ready to...
People have the heart to do it.
God. I see. I'm getting this audio from the La Brea Tar Pit story.
Oh.
Now, I wanted to put that on Facebook. Did I do that? No. Okay, so here, I have to close out the Tar Pit story because we have an important announcement here in the 5 o'clock hour, and that'll be coming up here as soon as technology warms up.
Our final name for the day in call in for carrots is Kylie Montgomery. Kylie Montgomery, you have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477 and get qualified for that one carat Forever Mark Diamond. Kylie Montgomery. Now we're going to be calling out new names tomorrow beginning at 6 a.m. And you need to register your name at newstalk931.com. Click on the banner there, register your full name, and you could be qualified to win a one-carat Forever Mark Diamond appraised at $10,000 from Newstalk 93.1. and Marguerites. Kylie Montgomery, you have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477.
Jay gets extra sausage for helping me out with that.
Thank you, Jay.
It's 5:06 on this Talk 93.1 FM. I don't think Kylie is any relation to Montgomery Paint and Body. That is the Turner family. And that's a, yes, it's built on brick and mortar and cement, but it's founded on principles. And that goes to Donnie Turner, who's just anything that compromises his integrity, his personal values, is a non-starter. Not interested. Wanted to open his body shop based on the principle that we are going to do it right. We are not going to indulge shortcuts. We are not going to shortchange our customers. We're either going to do it thoroughly and completely, or we're not going to do it at all. That's the vet. I have to put that on hold for the moment.
Yes.
Sorry, Donnie, to interrupt your message. Those were the founding principles of MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. Oh, yeah. And that's how they operate ever since. When you bring your car to them, they're going to be thorough. They're going to get under every nook and cranny, and in the process of producing an estimate, they'll make sure that it all gets fixed so that when you come back to get your car, after all the hassle and inconvenience that comes with being in a car accident, you're going to see your vehicle looking as good as new, maybe better.
Wow!
That's what they want to hear when you pick up your car on the day it's ready. Montgomery Paint and Body, perfectionists. And nothing wrong with that when it comes to getting your car taken care of. So call them at 27REC with a W if you need them. Remember that number. If your car needs to be towed, I can't think of a tow truck driver worth the salt that wouldn't know that MPB is on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And while you're there, if you're ever in the building, don't forget to look for the
adorable
Rich Thomas wing. He's been a regular customer there for many years, and there's a pinball machine in it, so they got you well covered. Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB. Brett McDonald going to join us at 5:08, traffic and weather together, and then we're back.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch moving into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and there's anything but rushing going on I-85 southbound. The truck fire has been put out at the Eastern Boulevard, but traffic is backed up severely past Taylor Road, so be careful if you're in that area. In fact, it looks like we have an accident within the backup at Taylor Road and 85 southbound. If you can avoid that area, go around it. Take Chantilly Parkway and go all the way around that way. You'll save a lot of time. The traffic on I-65 is moving along fine. There's really not enough traffic coming southbound on I-85 to cause a jam up at the interchange, but please be careful in that area. We also see an accident with injury on Carter Hill Road in front of Jeff Davis High School, so be careful in that area. We don't see any issues on the 31s, and the boulevard's rolling along pretty well this afternoon. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Six Republicans are facing off in a primary tomorrow for the House District 74 seat, replacing Dimitri Palicos, who passed away. The race could end in a runoff between the top two finishers, and there is one Democrat who awaits that general election. And Hope Inspired Ministries is moving out of the historic Old First Presbyterian Church building. First Baptist owns the building and has plans to tear it down. And Alabama Power is closing offices across the state, including several here in the central Alabama area. And finally, today marks the third anniversary of Mike Hubbard's conviction on ethics violations. He is awaiting an Alabama Supreme Court decision that could send him to prison. Hubbard is the former Speaker of the Alabama House of Representatives and had been one of the most powerful politicians in the state. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This persistent wet and steamy pattern will be fading away later in the week. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast. Could be some heavy downpours in spots. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a sun and cloud mix. Not as many storms around, but still some spotty storms will be roaming around. High temperatures will be in the mid-80s, lows tonight in the upper 60s. And then, as we get into late week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, drier weather, good bit of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you don't stop crying, he'll give you something to cry about. When he puts together a toy, he doesn't need the directions or all of the parts. And if you don't stop teasing your sister, he'll turn this car around. Don't tempt him. He'll turn this car right around, mister. He is the greatest dad in the world.
I may not always drink beer, but when I do, I want you to get off your butt and get it for me. Happy Father's Day, my friends.
Speaking of great dads, we have one on the phone right now. We call him Mr. Right on the money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, and good Monday afternoon to you.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
What's the clawback been on the Dow since, like, 1,300 points in the last week or so?
Yeah, roughly around there. I mean, we could safely say around 1,200 points easily. And it's been nice. I mean, of course, this what we've experienced is just a ton of volatility, and we all know why. I mean, we've been discussing this for, gosh, months and months, all the issues with trade wars and Federal Reserve policy, monetary policy, et cetera, et cetera. And,
that's pathetic.
But, you know,
what's pathetic is Trump made these demands of Mexico. Everybody was gnashing their teeth and tearing their hair, and, oh, he's going to... And guess what? Looks like he got what he wanted with no support from even the Republicans in the Senate or anywhere else. They're just, they're all owned by somebody. He's on his own.
Yeah,
but well, he made it happen.
Me too, though. You know, well, I called in Friday, you know, on a special day just because of all the price action we had, the big news, and so on and so forth. But, and I was intimating or sort of, you know, talking about this idea that, you know, there's a lot more that, you know, there than meets the eye, if you will. I mean, you know, Mexico, for example, roughly about 30% of all the imports that come in from Mexico are Chinese-related, which is pretty astounding. And I think that Trump is using these levers, multiple levers, if you will, to try to solve the immigration problem, no doubt. And I think he's, you know, made hay there. But then also today we see the Canadians getting involved in it. You know, you see this finance minister in Canada who was out there really pumping some, you know, some of the rhetoric in the news around this idea that, you know, that they were at an impasse with China and that he was happy to see the deal come together with Mexico. And it appears to me, I think the bottom line, it appears to me that you've got it's not just the United States anymore. This is a North American issue in dealing with China. And I think you're seeing all three of the leaders really sort of come together around this, because you can't forget that in Canada, that's where they arrested, you know, the CEO of Huawei months ago. So I don't know. I just think there's a lot more there that's going on, particularly among North American leaders. And I think that Trump is doing his dead level best to bring the Europeans in on this. And it clearly you see that as well. You know, he just came off that trip over there to England and, you know, celebrating the 75th with Normandy and so on and so forth. And he was able to talk with Macron. He was able to talk with Theresa May. He was able to talk to other leaders there in the UK as well. And you can see what he's doing. He's trying to really build his, build a base, a strong base among the allies. And it also, I think, is another reason why we saw the big sort of summit between Xi of China and Putin of Russia, and then them announcing this big deal with 5G and their Huawei 5G rollout in those two countries. And so that's what I meant Friday when I was talking about lines sort of being drawn in the sand. And it'll be interesting to me to see how things shake out at the G20 summit, which is supposed to be right around the corner. And even Trump today said, you know, if Xi doesn't attend, then he's going up with the tariffs. So all of this is sort of, it's fascinating on the one hand. It can be somewhat, create a lot of anxiety on the other, I think, for financial markets, depending upon how things shake out.
I think stylistically the president has created anxiety in a lot of people for one reason. We're used to being conned and bullcrapped by presidents, putting it the nicest, inoffensive way possible. We haven't had a president who tells it like it is, so to speak, since Harry Truman. Truman was eviscerated by the media, mocked and told he wasn't going to win in 1948, and he did, because the people liked the way he put things. Whether they liked it or not, they always had the sense that Harry Truman was telling them the truth, even if he didn't sound like a diplomat.
Right.
I think we're seeing history repeat itself here.
Yeah, I do too. And I think, you know, the other thing Truman did, which is somewhat interesting, you know, he ended that war. It was obviously extremely controversial, but by God, he did it, and he brought those young boys home.
Yep.
And that resonated, and I think that people of the country really supported him in that, knowing that we had a technology that was that powerful, and he decided to use it. You know, that's boldness, you know, in leadership, and I think Trump is exhibiting a lot of those same type characteristics. You know, he's being very bold, and he's thinking outside the box, and he's using the full might of everything we've got as a country to go after, you know, these countries that are somewhat rogue when it comes to things like trade, especially, or outright theft.
Yeah, well, he says, you know, we've been allowing an $800 billion deficit to continue for years and years and years because nobody wanted to step up and take it on. And I'm going to look at this a little bit later, but it's an article about President Trump field dressing the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I can't wait to read that.
Yeah, I saw that interview this morning with Joe Kernan on CNBC, you know, as I was getting ready to come into the office. That was something that Trump did on his own, you know, because the Chamber of Commerce put those comments out there, and then he's the one that reached out and said, hey, I want to come on the air and I want to address this.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty, I tell you.
I love it.
I absolutely love it.
I
mean, what can you say? He's one of a kind. You got to respect him for it, you know, defend his position. He's not going to let people just run over him, so.
So we have seen, and we always use the Dow because it's the most commonly recognized measuring stick with people that just want to know how's our economy doing. Now back over 26,000. You think things will settle in for a bit now, or?
Yeah, I do. I think we're probably going to trade sideways. I don't see anything significant happening one way or the other, especially before this summit. And I believe that comes up in about 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. And I just, unless something really crazy comes out of left field, but I think, you know, I just think things are going to settle down. We got this deal done with Mexico. I think we've got pretty strong, you know, coalition, if you will, with certainly in North America. That's really significant, I think, because, again, I don't think it's so much a U.S. issue, although we're the biggest economy in North America by far, of course, and leading the charge. But it's nice to have Canada on your side as well as Mexico, or at least we're all on the same page. And so we'll see what happens at that summit. But outside of that, I just think markets are going to kind of pause here for a little while. Mm. It's nice to see that we've recovered some of the losses that we experienced.
Amazing. And considering the period of time in which those recoveries occurred, because I remember it fell below 25. We watched it, you know, downtrend, and now it's back, and all of those losses have been regained. But this is the last line of the president's interview today, and I want to read it so people understand.
And I love the fact that the guy from the Chamber of Commerce that was getting it was named Brilliant, and Trump says, well, I guess he's not so brilliant. Trump said, I just want to say to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, if we don't have tariffs, we wouldn't have made a deal with Mexico. We got everything we wanted, and we're going to be a great partner to Mexico now, because now they respect us. That's the most important line in that whole statement, that whole interview, because now they respect us. We have been getting pushed around and bent over by countries all over the globe, not just the last 8 years with Hoosits, but generally speaking, since Ronald Reagan, appeasing and getting taken advantage of. And that's not happening now. It's kind of cool.
No, I think it's great. I do. I think it's great. And I think that, you know, the Chamber of Commerce obviously doesn't quite understand exactly what the tactic is here. These aren't long-term solutions that Trump is talking about. I mean, these are negotiating tactics designed to level the playing field and make you know, things better for the American worker. So, you know, maybe they'll get it now. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. It's been interesting to watch, though. If you are interested, if you've never had the, and Brent would be the first person to tell you, if you're not going to call him, call a money manager and have a chat about your financial future, because that's how important he sees that conversation. I would like you to call him. You hear him on the show every day. You know he's got, not only, we're going to meet, you're going to be in tomorrow, right?
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to it.
You bringing somebody from the team?
I'm hoping to bring Mike with me.
That would be awesome. It's a great
Mike
team.
Franco, I've got to confirm it with him and make sure he can do that. But that would be awesome.
And but they're there for you on a daily basis to help you build for your future. A painless amount of money each week can become something really big for you down the line. Become managerial about your money. You know, start planning. You're going to feel better about yourself just for taking the step of calling 387-0094, 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. All right, Brent, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah, you know it, man. It's always fun. Can't wait.
See you then. 523.
Right. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
524.
Montgomery Sky Watch checking out your afternoon traffic, and we still have a large crowd of cars on I-85 southbound. There was a truck fire around the Eastern Boulevard a little while ago, and traffic is still backed up all the way past Taylor Road, almost to Chantilly Parkway. It's slow moving, but traffic is getting through there. Taylor Road is a complete zoo between the interstate and the Atlanta Highway, so be careful if you're exiting that way to get off the interstate. There's a lot of folks out there with you. Be careful. We're also seeing the traffic spill off onto the Atlanta Highway and the Boulevard in that vicinity, so watch out for the traffic around you there. If you're on I-85 past the problem, there's no problems for you at all. You can sail right on into the downtown area. Be careful around the interchange. I-65 doesn't have any troubles, and the 31s all look great this afternoon. Be patient, be careful, and get home safely. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from June 17th to July 15th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle ride have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we may listen to a few minutes of that CNBC interview that Brant mentioned. I want to hear him field dress the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
It is 525 on News Talk 93.1 FM, a great organization, one that re-empowers people who have caught the toughest break in life as Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson founded the business with the purpose of restoring choices to lives that have been adversely affected. Many of those lives, those of our heroes who have gone to fight and preserved our freedom and left a part of them behind and have to come back and face a vastly reconfigured life. Now, it's interesting in that the first thing they taught me about the folks that depend on them is they don't want a pity party. They don't want to feel sorry for themselves. They just want to do as much for themselves as they can. And that's the goal with each client that they take on. You could call it a factory, workshop. It's a house of invention, really, because each individual situation requires a whole different set of configuratory circumstances, whether it's customized motorized equipment or their retooling a vehicle with voice command technologies. So people who were told they would never drive again can and take control of their schedule back. It's all about re-empowerment, which helps the brain, which then helps the body in the process of recovery. We hope you never have to call them for the reason they're in business. But those who have reached out have been very glad they've been there. Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway, the pride of Wetumpka. Please look them up and like them on Facebook.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fast asleep on his favorite recliner. Stronger than all the dads of all the kids in your school. Able to leap small toys left on the driveway.
Look in that minivan.
It's a guy.
It's a man.
It's my dad.
Yes, your dad. A guy who sometimes cooks dinner, but never makes the chicken the way mommy does. Your dad, who belches louder than anyone you know. Dad, who will dole out punishment after you just wait for him to get home from work, mister. And who, on Sunday morning, doesn't want you to bother him while he's reading the newspaper on the bowl, fights a never-ending battle for beer, riding lawnmowers, and the American way.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We all want to be super dad.
Yes.
It is 5:31. You know what I want for Father's Day?
What?
And I don't know if our good buddy
Alan
is listening, but I would love to be able to play a video on Mozilla browser. Or off Twitter on this computer, because I miss so much good stuff. Kirsten Bella
Gillibrand,
yeah, who has exactly zero. She's drawing zeros. Why she decided to run for president, I don't know, but she's following the Democratic footsteps, just like the pandering. They all Pete Buttigieg, whatever respect I may have had for him, I lost because he goes to New York. And sits down with Al Sharpton and kisses his ring. Why? I don't know. But we have a tape in here in which Al Sharpton uses the word, the F word, the one that rhymes with maggot. So why an openly gay candidate for office would do that is beyond me. I don't know why. I would have a hard time believing that anybody of color would look at Al Sharpton as anything but a money-grabbing buffoon who has played the liberal white media for every dime he can get. That's it. One of the most awakening moments I ever had in my career was back in the late 70s in Chicago when I worked at a radio station and I was in the minority. But we had a great group and we used to talk about all this stuff then.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought up Jesse Jackson in a conversation one time, and I was surprised when everybody started laughing. I can't even repeat the nicknames they had for him, but they all knew what he was really all about. And it wasn't about the Lord or what's in the Bible. They knew he was a con artist. He said, "We didn't pick him. You did. The white media picked Jesse Jackson as the leader of the black community. It's a joke." And as it turned out, a lot of what they said came to pass when it was revealed he was a baby daddy and, you know, not really what you would call a great example to a community that has too many children growing up without fathers.
Right.
And yet, he's been kind of quieter. He's been silenced by the media. Maybe they just don't go to him anymore. But this whole process of identity politics, Kirsten Gillibrand was in a gay bar, and I'm trying like desperately to get that that thing to play, but it blew up in her face. It blew up in her face, and she's wearing the attire and everything, and I have a feeling that gay people aren't going to buy into that kind of pandering. They're just not. But this is the Democratic way. And ultimately, as California just proved, I watched a documentary last night called Getting Out Alive. And it was about the 1989 earthquake in San Francisco. And trust me, this thing was packed with really dramatic stuff. But I couldn't help but notice something. The Californians that it featured, they're just different. There's something about their karma that is very different. They're earth people. I don't know how else to describe it, but there was a continuity from person to person. People who were affected had to be rescued and stuff like that. The way they talked. I remember we had a neighbor in Chicago named Fred Barnes. We ultimately ended up calling Hollywood Fred. He had served in World War II, married a French girl, brought her to America. and worked for Beacons and got transferred out there. And when I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, but I used to work for a group called Styx.
I think I heard you mention it once.
Well, one time when I was out there for the band, I decided to look up the Barneses, and I went to visit them. And he was all California. There wasn't a shred of Midwestern man left in him. They just went, there's just something that happens to people when they go out there. And I'm not trying to be ugly here, okay? They're just different. I don't know how else to describe it.
Which is probably why I'm not there anymore.
Well, you probably know. I mean, did you ever begin to feel like you were living in somebody else's country or
yes.
place that you could no longer identify?
You know, it was superficial. It was very shallow.
Show-offy?
Yeah, and relationships were not important. And you spent all of your time on the interstate.
Yes.
Going with the freeway. It was called the freeway. Going from one place to another, frantically trying to get somewhere, spending your whole life on the road.
Yeah.
And I just got tired of it. When I came back here and got with family, and we would have big meals around a round table late at night after digging potatoes in my cousin's potato farm.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, man, this is the life. Now, you may laugh, but I had not experienced anything like that before.
When I went out there with the band, and I had friends in L.A. that wanted me to move out there. Now, when you go from Chicago to Los Angeles, that is like going from hell to heaven, because you go from this city with this horrendous climate, and you're surrounded by mountains, and, you know, the weather is reasonable.
The weather is beautiful out there, I will say. You can be at the beach and in the snow on the same day.
Right, right. And I used to enjoy it. I found it very easy to navigate. And the funny thing was, I've told this lame-ass story before, too, when I'd go to A&M Records to work for the band, you know, work the records, the staff there treated me differently because they knew I was from Chicago, and they thought everybody from Chicago was mob connected. I am not making this up. Now, this is decades after Al Capone. But they went, like, do you really have mafia gangs there and stuff? And it was just like the same kind of situational ignorance that a lot of people have about Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
That only know what they've seen in an email, where they've seen one outhouse on top of the other. That's life in Alabama, which is so ridiculous.
There's a lot of stereotyping.
But I always got a kick out of that, that they were kind of, they thought I was going to put on a pinstripe zoot suit and, you know, put a Tommy gun in my briefcase. It was pretty funny, actually. I wish I could play this Kirsten Gillibrand clip. I can't. But I will.
I saw that on David Blackman's blog post.
Did you get to hear it? Did you get to listen to a clip? Because it sounded like, from what I understand, it sounded like she was, like, gassed.
Yeah, it was silly. I mean, just silly.
Look, there's nothing wrong with trying to help groups of people that face different challenges. But I'm sorry, I just don't think that that gay people are going to buy into that kind of pandering. They're too smart. They're too successful. I just can't see them. Now, they may be liberal. I really don't know. But I know that those who aren't belong to their log cabin Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of have to hide it, because certain factions can make life very difficult if you're not following the script.
And they don't want to be connected with those factions.
No. That talk show host, Neil Rogers, who had ratings I only dream I could get, he was one of the first radio people in the country to come out of the closet. If you listen to him,
he was into all this macho stuff. He was a big hockey fan and football fan and baseball fan. He could talk that stuff with anybody, smoked cigars, ate like a pig. And every once in a while he'd say, I wish the feathered boa crowd would just stick a cork in it. Stop with the flamingos and the... Because you're really making it difficult for the rest of us who are just trying to live our lives.
And that's the truth.
Nobody, you know, it's like, nobody wakes up in the morning thinking, what can I do to make life more difficult for black people, for Hispanic people, for gay people, any kind of people? Who's got time for it? Nobody's got time for that. I sound like that lady from the Ms. Brown. We have a little comedy clip from Dana Carvey about dads. We're going to play here in a second. Time to go back to the traffic dungeon, where the big story this afternoon has been 85 southbound with a fiery truck.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of your 5 o'clock rush hour, and we still have a lot of backups going on I-85 southbound between Chantilly Parkway and the Boulevard. If you can avoid that area, please do so. Traffic is moving, but it's backed up pretty badly from the earlier truck fire. We also have a big crowd of folks on Taylor Road as cars try to exit the interstate to avoid the backup. The Atlanta Highway is real crowded out to the Boulevard, and the Boulevard is crowded in both directions around the Atlanta Highway. If you've made it through the accident or joined I-85 on the other side, everything's moving smooth. We don't see any problems on I-65, and the 31s all look clear this afternoon. We do still have police working an accident at Dalrata Road and the Atlanta Highway, so watch out in that area. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Yeah, that poll on Generation Z we discussed earlier. We're going to come back to that because I put it on Facebook, and boy, the responses are flying in, to say the least. At 5:43, here's the adorable Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. This persistent wet and steamy pattern will be fading away later in the week. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast. Could be some heavy downpours in spots. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a sun and cloud mix. Not as many storms around, but still some spotty storms will be roaming around. High temperatures will be in the mid-80s, lows of that in the upper 60s. And then, as we get into late week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, drier weather, good bit of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress, with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Found this dad-related comedy clip from Dana Carvey. Let's give it a listen.
Dads today are different. You might have noticed. Parents are different. We're more involved. We're more touchy-feely. We're more their friends. I grew up in the 60s. My dad was an ex-Marine. He wasn't your friend. Get your butt. Move your butt out of the damn car now. Right? Today's dad, at the park, you've seen him with the toddler. Gregers, what did we agree to? Let's use our inside voices. Let's use our inside voices. What happened to shut the f*** up? Oh, man, you know, I'll give you something to cry about. That was my dad. I'll give you, now it's like, Gregers, I feel your owie. I wish I had a boo-boo, too.
Rich and I are basically from the same era, and the parallels in parenting and what we experienced as kids are stunning. And the things that we did today would be treat with horrification, drinking out of garden hoses.
Exactly.
That's some of the best water I ever had. Yeah. You know, on a hot day.
It did taste like rubber.
Not after it ran for a while, yeah. Rubbery taste. You know, if it was sitting out in the sun for a while, it would get a little bit like that, but nobody died.
Right.
It's just amazing. And then this helicopter parent thing, it's gotten worse. I mentioned we were going to go back and take a second look at the Generation Z poll.
Mm-hmm.
And just to reiterate, 3 points. These are people aged 16 to 25. 35% said they would never tolerate being forced to work when they don't want to. 34% would never tolerate not being able to use vacation days when they want to. And another 33% would never tolerate an employer who gave them no say over their work schedule. Very realistic.
How's that working out for her?
Let's see what our listeners have to say. Gene says, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Fred says, ha, ha, ha. Do they want a place to nap as well? Maybe someone to make their grilled cheese and cut it into quarters? Katona says, oh, my God, we are doomed. Elisa says, ha, ha, ha. Wait till their boss has a freaking meltdown and cusses one of them out like one of those old-time drill sergeants. I had one like that. He was a Walmart manager who walked around with a megaphone. He would blast your eardrums.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor dude ran for mayor of Panama City and lost. Guess they didn't like that stuff there. Tom says, sounds worse than millennials. Guess what, Tom? You are correct, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Marianne, let me be there when their manager gives them feedback and tells them you're fired. That is, if they can even get hired. Terry says, 57% expect to be promoted once a year. This isn't K through 12 school, you morons. Mike says, very few will pass drug screens. I think part of the problem is many kids have been put on medications
yeah.
that have calm them down. Some of these brain drugs, man, for things, I think a lot of falsely diagnosed ADD. Sometimes it's just kids being kids.
And they have been coddled. You know, my mom, oh, Mom, I dropped something on the floor. Eat it. Yeah, you got to eat 10 pounds worth of dirt before you die anyway. You know, I mean, we didn't get coddled.
You are correct. And it's, look, I'm not saying kids have to be beaten or anything.
No.
My generation had a much easier childhood than my dad's. My dad went through the Depression. My dad had to work in his mother's restaurant until he joined the Navy the day after Pearl Harbor was attacked. My dad had a lousy, nothing. We had a great childhood, and we had what we needed, but we weren't ridiculous. I had a baseball glove and stuff like that,
yeah.
You know?
We always had food on the table. We had a nice place to live.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing extravagant, but, you know, we had a roof over our heads. We had what we needed. We had clothing. We had school supplies.
Now, a lot's changed, and a lot's changed for the better, but I don't think the workplace... They've already been put under so many social pressures about having to say this that way and do this and make sure you have, you know, everybody's happy and blah, blah, blah. But this business of you don't want to work the schedule I've given you, well, go find another job. Those days have not ended, and good luck with finding people if this is the way they're being indoctrinated. Unreal.
And you know, the whole generation's not that way. I mean, there are some kids out there who are...
No, and the ones who aren't are going to have tremendous success.
Exactly.
You know, this is the thing. Employers, we work with small businesses here every day, and I know them. I meet with these people. I talk to them. And what they all have in common are customer service-driven employees who know what they're doing and treat the customers well, provide a valuable service or good products like Lewis Lawn and so forth. And none of them would tolerate this.
No.
If you don't like what we're offering and you don't like the kind of hours we'll need you to work, then we'll find somebody who will. But finding that kind of work ethic has been a challenge for a lot of the people that are sponsors of the station. Not so with Clark's, the best HVAC technicians on the planet. And brilliant plumbers. I'll never forget, I have lots of Clark stories to tell, and I retell them, so let me just retell this one real quick. I went to turn the tub on one day to fill it so I could have a nice, relaxing hot bath. And the thing, the lever, was one of those lever ones where you just turn it, and it would always give you a little bit of resistance. Then one day, I went to turn it to hot, and it just kept spinning. Water's pouring out. I don't know if it was cold or hot, but the thing, and when I tried to reverse it, it wouldn't stop.
Uh-oh.
277-2125. I'm a Clark's Club member. Police said 20 minutes later, before they even knocked on the door, they were shutting the water off at the curb. Because continually running water can lead to high bills. So they came in to figure out what the problem was. I'm thinking, God, you know, there's a service charge here. There's parts. And what am I going to have to go to Home Depot and pick out a fixture? I don't even know how to do that. So I go back into the bathroom to see what the damage is going to be. The plumber is standing in the tub. It's the same faucets and stuff that were there before. I said, what'd you do? He says, I just rebuilt it and put it back in. It works fine now. I could move it with the tip of my finger. It never worked like that before. That's what I mean. And when I was expecting to spend hundreds of dollars on repairs, I think it was $89 total cost for the service and the rebuild. That's what you get from Clark's. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Rosie, we will see you tomorrow.
All right.
And Brant McDonald will be joining us as well.
Yes.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our afternoon rush hour, and we still have a big slowdown on I-85 southbound. It starts around Chantilly Parkway and goes all the way out to the boulevard due to a truck fire from earlier today. It's very crowded. If you want to bail out on Chantilly Parkway, that'd be your best bet because Taylor Road is just jammed up with traffic at this point. That traffic continues out to the Atlanta Highway, and it's busy from Taylor Road out to the boulevard there. If you're on I-85 past the accident, everything is rolling smooth towards the downtown area, and there are no hangups on I-65. The 31s look great this afternoon. Please be careful and get home safely. The pickup trucks have invaded and Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The selection has never been better and they have to go. Let Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter help you put one in your driveway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee. With an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for doing. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Father's Day again. And again, I have no good gift ideas. I can't get him clothing, because no matter what I give him, he'll still be wearing the shirt with the penguin logo and the pants he got when front pleats were still in. I can't get him running shoes, because he never gets his jog on. The pair he has now don't even have a scuff on them, and it's not like he's going to be playing hoops anytime soon. The last time he caught air was when he tripped over the ottoman. I could get him booze, but my mom would just drink it all, and then he would end up having to deal with that mess. It's my annual agony of what to get the man who does nothing. Maybe I'll just mail order this barbecue apron that says, tell me when the food's ready. I bet he wishes he had a son.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. John Dean, former White House counsel to President Nixon, testifying today before